the 11th station of the cross. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 27, verses 33 through 35 and 38. Upon arriving at a site called Golgotha, a name which means skull place, they gave him a drink of wine flavored with gall, which he tasted but refused to drink. When they crucified him, they divided his clothes among them by casting lots. Two insurgents were crucified along with him, one on his right and one on his left. We must glory in nothing else but in being crucified with Jesus and in bearing the marks of his wounds in our body. We must strive for great detachment from creatures in order to be united only with the Creator. Through the various sufferings and pains of life, endured for the love of God, in patience, in silence, silence in the midst of all the sacrifices demanded by the state of our lives, and by practicing the virtues taught by our divine Savior. Lord, be appeased by our prayers, and graciously conform our will to your own, even when it wishes to rebel against you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The 12th station of the cross, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 through 46. From noon onward, there was darkness over the whole land until mid-afternoon. Then, toward mid-afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud tone, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus died to give us life. All creatures are in sorrow. The sun is darkened, the earth trembles, the rocks split, the veil of the temple is rent, with only our heart remain harder than the rock. Let us be immersed in a sea of sorrow over the death of Jesus, and let us say to him, "Lord, we thank you for having died on the cross for our sins." Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who by the will of the Father and the action of the Holy Spirit, your death gave life to the world, through the mysteries of your sacred passion, deliver us from every fault and from every evil, and grant that we may ever be faithful to your law and may never be separated from you, who lives and reigns with you forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.